It is 2022. Do you know what that means?
I don't. I really don't. What does that mean?
It's time for us to choose the games that will not come out this year, and we're anticipating.
That's exciting. You know, a little, like, Russian roulette.
I mean, considering one of two games that we both picked are still aren't out, so yeah.
Yeah.
That was last year's episode, but who's counting, aside from me?
Oh, I'm definitely counting, because I was greatly disappointed with the many games outside of the two that I picked that I wanted to come out.
Of course. But we will not bore you with what we chose last time or even revisit that. You can go back and listen, because, like I said, they're still not out yet, so yay. So today we're just going to focus on games that we're looking forward to that will drop allegedly this year, 2022.
Well, let's see.
I'm not familiar with that game.
But you should be familiar with that reference. That's a discussion for another day. But the first game on my list is the game I've been eyeing for the last couple of years, Little Devil Inside. Great little goofy game. It just looks fun. It's coming out PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, PC. I'm not sure if it's coming to Xbox. I believe it's coming to Xbox. I know the main thing was PlayStation and PC. But yeah. Fun little single-player game. You go out on these adventures, hunting creatures. I guess it's almost a mix of RPG and hack and slash, which I love both. So, yeah, it just looks fun, exciting. I love the art style. You know, hopefully, fingers crossed, it comes out. I think it was first announced almost 5 years ago. So.
That means it's going to take another 5 years for it to come out. That's great.
Hey, don't do that. Don't.
See you in 2027,
people. Why don't do that? I was really anticipating this game coming out when the PlayStation 5 dropped, and then there was no word, and then they announced something last year, and I'm like, oh, snap, this will come out this year. And then they're like, nah, man, here's a trailer, though.
Oh, wow, remember when that was a thing? PlayStation 5? Wow.
Oh, man, but yeah, if y'all get a chance, check it out. It looks great. It really does. That's my first pick.
Little Devil Inside. Okay, so my first pick. I feel like my choices are quite obvious. For the amount of time that we have been doing this, there is a genre that I pretty much stay in the zone of when it comes to my shooters, my FPSs.
Come on now.
Killing things. Okay, no. But
that's exactly how she meant it. With the excitement and enthusiasm in every bit of that statement. Killing things. Oh, yeah. She gets a kick out of it, y'all.
So this is an obvious one that should have been on the... Well, yeah, this was supposed to come out last year, too, but it didn't. It wasn't on my list. So, Dying Light 2. I mean, if you've played the first one, you pretty much know what it is. It's a parkour-heavy zombie game. So, think of my favorite game, or one of my favorite games, Sunset Overdrive. But I don't want to say more serious, because, I mean, it is a zombie apocalypse, but less goofy and jokey.
Yeah.
But it still has jokes, though, too, so I'm not even going to front and act like it's just serious zombie killing business, because it's not. It's been 7 years since the original one. Which still holds up. It's still fun to play as far as like the build system, just the pure movement system around the maps and everything. It's just fun and running away from the undead, especially at nighttime, especially if you have like some punk friends that don't like being out in the dark time.
Wow.
Like Kong.
Wow.
I should put that clip in here too.
You didn't even have to call out my name. We definitely should put that clip in here, but you didn't have to call my name out. And I came back. I tried to save you, but the thing was
a
demon.
I did. Anyway, the people want to hear about the game. So the thing about this one is going to be the choices within the game are going to be kind of choose your own adventure style. So it shifts the story as the plot goes on and the layout of the world. We'll see how smart that is. Kind of like how Left 4 Dead 2 played with the AI, depending on how well you were doing, it would get tougher and the actual seasons would change and the rain would come and the environment would shift. So that's the interesting aspect of it. But it will be on all platforms, the PlayStations, the Xboxes, and PC, of course. Now, it's coming out February. I don't want to say anything since we're so close. But yeah, February 4th is what they said. And if it doesn't come out February 4th, just act like I didn't say February 4th. But it's not my fault. I didn't do that.
Are you nervous about the ambition that they're talking about? I mean, they're saying 500 hours for 100% in this.
No, because unlike weirdo people, I actually like playing games and enjoying them and not running through them as if it's a race or I have to beat them the day I bought it. To me, that's not value. The replayability of a game is value to me. So like even now, how I was saying it before, Dying Light 1, I can go back and play that fully. Even though I beat the game twice, I'm still going to go back and play and have fun with it. And, you know, if I didn't thoroughly abuse and loot the entire map already, I'm going to find something new.
Nah, that makes sense. I don't get that either.
I doubt it'll be. I feel like it won't be that lofty. I think they just said that just to hype us up a bit, but we'll see.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm not a rusher. I don't need to run through a game in 2 minutes to prove anything to anybody. Yeah.
Explore, people. Just have fun. Enjoy the game. Nobody's giving you a medal for beating the game in 2 hours.
I mean, that's what the game is for. There's that. I just bought the game. I beat it. Okay, but did you do anything, though? What about this mission? I didn't do that. Oh, okay. So you didn't play the game. And I'm not even like an OD trophy hunter. For some games, I'll go back to finish trophies and stuff and just knock them out. Or if it, you know, typically me, Glitch Lady, I have to go back and redo trophies because it didn't give me my props to begin with. And I have to go redo achievements and stuff. So that's the whole thing. But yeah, it all builds up. I mean, some of those are low-key achievements within themselves. You're not going to grind the game and get all of them. So there's that. Take your time.
Enjoy it, people. That's a great choice. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to jinx anything at all. Oh, this year is going to suck if we don't get these games. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is going to suck. My next choice, staying within the, I guess, shooter-esque.
The what?
Shooter-esque genre. You know I got a fat tongue. Leave me alone. The day app, or... See, I always get it confused with the day after tomorrow.
That's what you get. It should be based off the day after tomorrow.
You know how cool that would be as a game like concept?
That. I would love
with
a game
zombies.
Like that.
Oh my good girl!
Not even that. Not even just zombies. Just actually, you know what? Patent pending. Hush that up, cause nah, somebody might be listening. Hey, y'all are nosy as hell. Nope. We'll discuss after.
We gonna see that and be like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Coming soon. Who's listening?
Who's everywhere?
No, but the game that I wanted to talk about is The Day Before. I guess I could describe it as...
Mo Zombies.
Yeah, you got them zombies, but it's what I thought Division was originally supposed to be when they first came out.
No, it wasn't.
I thought that's what it was supposed to be. I honestly did not know...
Who thought the Division wasn't tactical? Like, sir, what?
I thought Division was supposed to be, they're like apocalyptic world and people are trying to kill each other. And I thought it was going to have zombies.
That was it. It wasn't zombies. It was just people taking over areas, New York and DC specifically. And that was it. It's literally human-esque. No zombies were killed in this film.
Well, I can never get into that. But this.
Terrible. It's a good game, by the way. Division is great. And very accurate when it comes to the mapping.
I've heard.
Wow.
I've heard it's a good game. I just could never get into it.
Anyway, whatever. That's a game that's been out already and had an update recently,
too. Oh, my goodness.
Too,
they will so not stop.
Like, couldn't get into it because he kept dying. That's why.
Yeah. Also that.
Such a trick. See, there's always something hidden behind it.
I don't. You know what? The Day Before, guys, it's a great game. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Hopefully, it comes out. They're saying June 21st, 2022. I'm going to knock on wood now. I'm knocking on wood. And hopefully.
Oh, boy.
This is the company that, you know, they don't really have much other to do.
How you gonna say these people don't have nothing to do but put a game out for you? If you don't get out of here, all in grief.
I didn't
say
they gotta put it out for me. I'm just saying they've been working on this game for a while, and hopefully they ain't got nothing else going on.
They ain't got nothing else going on.
They ain't got nothing else going on.
There it is. Now they're gonna be like, okay, he said what? Bet. June of next year.
Like anybody from there listens to this. Okay. So it's a good looking game. Again, it's a fun-looking game. Zombies, can't go wrong. Human characters, NPCs. I want to say they probably put, what is it, PvP in there too?
They probably won't.
Just to spice things up. You don't think so?
Nope. Back for Blood already did that bundle, so don't do that. And a lot of these You know what? Let me not curse out companies for this and removing that completely from the entire gaming category, because people are so enthralled, I'll say, with Battle Royale type games where it doesn't even belong in a thing. But you know what? Different topic, but if there is a PvP, that would be great.
It is a multiplayer game. I mean, with a game that's supposed to be as big as they're bragging, I really hope that's not a concept that's just lost in the sauce.
Which is terrible, because, yo, campaign versus? Man, what a time. Memories.
Yeah, it's a great format that should not be taken for granted, but gaming companies are doing whatever they want. Everything is open world and ridiculous and not. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. Yeah, with that being said, it looks really fun. The graphics look fantastic. The gameplay looks fantastic. And, I mean, can't really go wrong with a zombie game. Can you?
People try it.
No.
Don't say no, that.
You can't. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you can. The Walking Dead was an awful game. And not Telltale's. No. The actual Walking Dead game.
I was about to say. Like,
No. I love Telltale. I am a Clem fan, okay?
You are stuttering, so continue. Which Walking Dead specifically did you not like?
The specific... Well, first, they had a Norman Reedus version, which was just awful.
So you have something against Norman Reedus?
No, I love Norman Reedus. He's fantastic. The game sucked. He's great. The game sucked. And then they had another Walking Dead. It was like a four-player co-op type. And that was just... that was horrendous.
It was very informative, Kong. Thanks.
It's because it's bad. They can look it up if they want to, but it's a bad game. I'm not going to sit here and bore them.
We'll go look it up.
It failed just like the TV show.
Well,
but yeah, that's my second game.
I mean, after season 5, that show was pointless.
It was so pointless. I made it to season 8.
Lover.
And I just couldn't.
What season did I make it to?
There's 16 episodes in a season.
I made it to about the 100th comic. That's when I stopped because it just got out of control. It was ridiculous. Even the writing got dumb in the comic. That's crazy. That is so weird. Season 5, I would say, if you are watching The Walking Dead, that's its peak. So if you feel like you need to continue after that,
It's a hard watch. Ooh. After that. It's a hard watch. I struggled to get to season 8.
That Negan saga went on way too long.
Oh, my goodness.
They OD'd. They shouldn't even have been in Alexandria. You know what? We don't have to do that because this isn't the Walking Dead episode of this. And I don't think we'll ever do one because they tried it.
But yeah, that's my second pick. Zombies, shooting, hardcore. Let's get it.
All right. So more killings because what else do I do on the game? I do actually play different games, but looking forward to the shootings. And the co-op of it all. So my second pick is Redfall. It hasn't been announced, but it should be coming out this year. This is Xbox exclusive with the PC playability. It's another post-apocalyptic zombie game, of course, because that's all I do. But this time these zombies are basically vampires, so they can talk too, which kind of makes it a little bit more interesting. I just hope that the voice acting is a bit robust so you don't get tired of like their phrases and stuff too quickly.
All I want is suck your blood. You said that already.
Yeah, right. I said it again. I want to suck your blood. It's just like, nah, come on now. This is ridiculous. But yeah, it's an open world co-op shooter, so it shall be fun. This is just something to hop on and play with people, of course. So is Dying Light, but yeah, you know what it is. This is going to be a little bit more laid back, goofy. Arkane Studios made this, so this is Dishonored, Deathloop, Prey, and all the rest of them things. Hopefully it just has a little bit
so good.
More lasting power than Deathloop, because Deathloop was like, and then it just...
Don't do that. It's still a good game. Not great.
It's decent, but it's not something I'm going to go back and play over and over again. It's just something I'm going to take my time with and be like, oh, that was cool.
It hurt my heart.
TBD, as far as the date, they said this year, allegedly. So we shall see. I might be surprised if it's like June to October-ish.
I'm actually excited for this. This game looks fun. I seen the trailer for this recently, and I'm like, okay, I'm all in. I honestly can't wait.
Yeah, and hopefully, wow, I forgot about that game. That game was garbage. It doesn't turn out to be like Blood Hunt, which I don't think it will be, because Blood Hunt was basically that game that they tried to do.
Didn't that come out?
It was essentially like a battle royale with vampires, and it was bad.
I honestly didn't know that.
That beta and alpha was okay. Like, what are we getting into? And then I played, and I'm just like, I didn't need to play that. All right. But yeah, it should be fun. This is like more of the goofiness, a little bit Sunset Overdrive-y, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have a bunch of quips and stuff in there. But I do just hope it is robust.
Man, Redfall just looks great. Is it, it's kind of like Back for Blood, isn't it?
No.
Except you get special powers?
Yeah, there's magic and sorcery in this one, so. I don't know what magic and sorcery have Back for Blood other than 10 tall boys spawning at once, but yeah.
That doesn't even sound remotely funny. That sounds terrifying.
I mean, their roadmap is awful too, so there's that. Company that, you know what? No, that's not about that.
Disappointment in G's voice so far in this episode.
Because it all circles back to Left 4 Dead. All of these games we literally just named are sons of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Period.
Left 4 Dead is just so good.
Turtle Rock, you really tried it. Turtle Rock, you tried it. You really, I don't even have to go into detail how y'all tried it, but whatever. Valve, do something. I don't know what y'all been working on aside from hardware, but do something, please.
Do something!
Right, Gabe. I don't know where you at, if you back in the States or not, but please do something, son. Because, bruh, the squiggle is real. I'm not even asking for another freaking Team Fortress or Team Fortress 3 or whatever the heck. Just give me something. Like, they are very innovative over there. They have not put out. Anyway.
The disappointment. That's not what
this is about. 2022 games, everybody. If you are looking forward to something, please let us know. Feel free to leave it on social media. We're on Instagram as well as the Twitter. You can leave us a voicemail on anchor.com, or you can just let us know on Spotify. You'll have an input box there as well as a poll to take. But yeah, these are pretty decent picks. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna jinx it. Kong, you can knock on all the wood you'd like, but
I'm knocking on so much wood.
With the current state of America and, you know, the world right now. We'll see. We're holding out hope for some decent drops, and hopefully we'll be able to play these soon, being this year. Make sure you check us out at verbalvibemode.com.
People don't understand how nervous I am. So nervous.
I can't. All right, well, hopefully these games actually do come out. Otherwise, these are games you never heard about.
Good grief. Gong is going to lock himself in a room.
Well, he's going to lock himself in a room regardless.
I'm going to lock myself in a room. Not regardless. Probably.
Exactly.
Most likely.
Alrighty, we will see you next week. Or we'll talk to you next week. Is that weird? We'll talk to you next week?
No.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Maybe. Or you could talk to us. We're not gonna listen.
What?
Mad love, y'all.